When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2627, Rich as I Say, Not as I Do, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Rich as I Say, Not as I Do, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. There's a bit of an issue I've noticed among personal finance experts. Many of them have gotten wealthy by selling advice to others rather than by using their own advice. It's a rich irony, pun intended, that the people telling you how to build wealth did not, in fact, build their wealth in that same way. This doesn't imply that their financial advice isn't useful. Only that we don't know if it's useful. Why? Because personal finance is one of the few industries where you can look successful without knowing what you're talking about. You can be rich and not know a thing about money management. However, this isn't true in most other areas of life. For example, find me a bodybuilder who doesn't work out or a world-class musician who has never practiced. That's right, they don't exist. The proof of work for being a legitimate bodybuilder or an incredible musician is too high to be faked. Even those people that take shortcuts, such as steroids for bodybuilders, will have to put in work to see results. But when it comes to money, this isn't true, because you can get money in so many different ways. For example, you can get it by being a good salesperson, a good marketer, or just by being lucky from family or the lottery, etc. However, you can claim that you got it for a completely different reason and then use that reason as proof of your skill. And because no one's going to have access to your financial records, they won't be able to prove otherwise. Do you see the problem? This is how someone with money can market themselves as an investment guru without knowing much about investing. It reminds me of this incredible tweet from Ramp Capital, which said, quote, "Turned 5K into 50K by adding 45K to my brokerage account," end quote. Though Ramp was joking, this kind of marketing happens more often than you might realize, and without the "by adding 45K to my brokerage account" disclosure. This is why I'm skeptical of courses, books, etc. that promise an easy path to wealth. This is especially true among traders that sell their secret methods to getting rich. Because if their methods actually worked, why would they need to sell them? Exactly, they wouldn't. The people who actually have trading secrets lock them away with NDAs, strict employment agreements, and a world-class legal team. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what will. What I really would like from a course, book, etc., is some honesty. Just tell me that the way to get rich is to sell a bunch of products to other people, and then show me how to do that. This is probably why Jack Butcher's Visualize Value brand has taken off. He's created a product and how to create products. Even if you don't agree with his work, at least it's true to itself. Of course, I'm not implying that all popular financial advice isn't valid just because it's popular. After all, I can't blame the Dave Ramseys and Susie Ormans of the world for being successful at selling their ideas. But I can say that popularity doesn't necessarily mean good advice, only good marketing. To know if the advice was good, we would have to follow one group of people who used it and compare the results to a similar group of people who didn't use it. we would need a control group. Obviously, this isn't feasible, so we have to guess. We have to use logic. But lots of ideas that seem logically right aren't even followed by the people we might expect to follow them. For example, if diversification is so great, then why does Harry Markowitz, the pioneer of modern portfolio theory, not use it? If we should invest in index funds and ETFs, what does it say when Michael Kitches, one of the most knowledgeable financial advisors in the industry, invests most of his money in his own businesses? Of course, Markowitz and Kitches would say that what works for them probably won't work for other people. This is a fair point. You and I aren't Harry Markowitz or Michael Kitches, but it still feels slightly concerning when titans in academia and industry follow a different set of advice than the rest of us. After thinking about this idea more, I started to wonder whether I practice what I preach on Of Dollars and Data. Has my work been consistent with how I built my wealth? As of today, I can say yes. Over 95% of my net worth has come from using my labor income to buy income-producing assets, mostly stocks, bonds, and REIT funds or ETFs. That's it. I wrote the post Just Keep Buying, My Core Financial Philosophy, back in April of 2017, and have followed that advice ever since. Nevertheless, about 5% of my net worth has come from earnings derived from ads and affiliate partnerships on this blog, most of which occurred this year. If this trend continues, I expect an even larger percentage of my future net worth to be derived from this blog. For example, if I increase my ad or affiliate earnings or release an ebook in the future, then it's very likely I will even fall victim to rich as I say, not as I do. Yes, I technically have nudged people to create their own products, but it's not a core part of the Of Dollars and Data ethos. I don't want to be the you have to start a side hustle guy. There's already enough negativity around traditional career paths, and I don't want to exasperate the situation by calling for even more struggle. The mental havoc of you should always be grinding isn't worth it. Just invest properly and enjoy your life. But then again, why would you listen to me? I'm the guy who's been doing the exact opposite of this over the last 4 years. I've been nonstop grinding every week for 215 weeks straight now. Through breakups, through death in the family, in sickness and in health. Yet I'm out here preaching, invest and enjoy life. Maybe following your own advice is harder than it looks. You just listened to the post titled, Rich As I Say, Not As I Do, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Expertise is a funny thing, because you don't necessarily need to have experienced the thing you're an expert on. There are plenty of male doctors who assist women in delivering babies, even though they haven't experienced delivering a baby themselves. They went to school for years to gain knowledge, and it's very helpful. But many women also seek out wisdom when it comes to childbirth. They may also enlist the help of a birth doula, for example, who in many cases may speak from direct experience. This other very helpful person can relate on a different level. When it comes to finances, I often see criticism about the FIRE movement in that many bloggers write about how easy it is from a technical perspective to draw down on a portfolio, but few of them are actually doing it themselves. Again, personal experience is not required to give good technical advice, but there are great people in the community who have both. I'm thinking of my friend Mark Troutman, who, when he feels like it, blogs at marksmoneymind.com, or my friend Jackie Cummings-Koski, who shared her real numbers behind firing on the Economy Conference main stage in 2020. Both of these people got their CFP designations after they retired and are actively drawing down on their portfolios. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and rest of your weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.